Right now, I'll have our next individual featured in our Day of Inspiration with Community Living introduce herself.
Lorna Beauchamp with Middlesex Community Living. I'm Director of Operations there.
Lorna, thank you so much for joining us today. First off, how did you get involved with community living?
Oh gosh, community living, that takes me back to being a teenager when I was first introduced to a little boy with autism. I became his babysitter for years. So from this experience, I decided my career would be a developmental service worker. I graduated from this program back in 1984, and I'm still going strong today. So when I moved to Strathroy, about 20 years ago from Sault Ste. Marie, I knew I would stay in this sector. So I reached out to Middlesex Community Living here in Strathroy, where they hired this northern girl as a part-time staff to join their amazing team. Shortly after that, I became a manager, and then today in my current position as Director of Operations.
What do you think you've gotten out of the experience, Lorna?
Oh my gosh, what I get out of this experience, it's everyday people that I support fulfill me. I want to contribute to ensuring people I support are thriving and living a life that they love. My focus of work every day is to make a positive impact directly and indirectly, helping people to grow, gain skills towards independence and community acceptance.
Has there been some challenges along the way, or is there one big challenge that comes to mind?
Not really, Chris. There's not one specific challenge. There's been lots of challenge in this sector throughout the years. So,
some advice to someone who might be interested in giving back to the community like you do, Lorna?
Oh, yeah. Our agency always needs volunteers to participate on our board of directors for fundraising, just for projects that we're dealing with. When it comes to the people we support, they really just want a friend. And so someone just to shop with, someone just to talk with. So if you just look at community members and see who you can help assist in teaching new skills or just providing your kind friendship, get involved in your community. You'll be surprised what you'll get back.
Awesome answer. Final question for you. Is there an accomplishment that you are most proud of?
I think the accomplishment that I'm most proud of is I've been a DSW for 38 years now, and I'm proud that I've chosen the career path that I've done for myself. I'm very proud of the people that I have had the pleasure of meeting and supporting over the years, for them and for them for putting up with me, right? So I've appreciated their patience while they took the time to teach and educate me.
Lorna Beauchamp, one of our individual features for our Day of Inspiration featuring community living. Lorna, thank you so much for the work that you do at Community Living, and keep up the good work, and thanks for being a part of this.
Thank you so much.